campaigners have welcomed news that commuters will have more time to comment on the controversial closure of ticket offices at Bolton's train stations. Train operators are extending the time available to respond to the consultation about the closure of ticket offices until September the 1st. When the plans were first announced to permanently shut 1,000 ticket offices across the country, with Farnworth, Lostock Parkway and Bromley Cross all listed amongst those facing the axe, a campaign was launched by the Bolton Pensioners Association. Secretary of the association, Bernadette Gallagher, said, "We were petitioning, thinking it was going to be the last day, and then we heard about the news very late on. We clearly welcome it. I'm pretty sure lots of people would accept that a 21-day consultation period is completely unacceptable. So I am sure it will be welcome news right across the borough, as it will give people time to consider what the problems are with closing ticket offices." Currently, 97% of respondents to the survey nationally don't want the ticket offices to close. There is an absolutely overwhelming rejection from people who use the service. Together with the extensive and ongoing engagement with accessibility groups, as well as the independent passenger watchdogs scrutinising the proposals, the responses will shape final plans so that all passengers are supported as railway retailing is updated for the smartphone era. Jacqueline Starr, Chief Executive of the Rail Delivery Group, said, "Train companies have listened to feedback and are extending the time available to respond to the consultation on changes to how tickets are sold at stations to September the 1st. Operators are keen to give more people a chance to give their views on the proposals so they can bring the railway up to date with dramatic shifts in customer buying habits."